ahead and start.
Presenting.
We'll start with roll call and club check-ins. Mystic Media. You're not a new representative.
No.
You were doing it. Okay. Go for it.
Oh, so next week, the 24th, is the next issue of the Mystician. And then we're slowly just getting ready to go to our New York trip in March.
Nice. Film Society? Egg Club? Okay. Energy? Okay.
I'm a new advisor, so I didn't even know I was supposed to be here. But what do you need?
Basically, just a quick update on what you guys are doing in your class. We've talked about anything new since last month.
Oh. Our secretary resigned. So I did the minutes last time, and I'm helping a new secretary, hopefully. We have a new secretary who's Lucas Brand, and I've got the treasurer's report, which I guess somebody here needs, or not.
Yeah, I'll take it after.
Okay, and although it's incomplete because I don't have everything from the card yet. We've got several fundraising opportunities, and we were just given another one today, and we did we purchased and took gifts to the Head Start Mandat in December, which went over really big. The kids had a ball. I was there for that. That was pretty cool. And we've got the Energy Club to work, and we might be doing up to three other things, and there's a gal that's going to come talk to the guys about mentoring for a big brother type organization. And our next meeting is actually next week because we have to be ready for the energy conference. And that was about it.
Cool. Thanks. Crew?
So no good. We had our winter conference over 20th of the first in Minnesota. I think we were 10 students from BSC, and there's 60 to 70 in our region, like other North Dakota schools. So that was a lot of fun, that was good. Some normal meetings. I think it's January 29th. We're gonna have another chalk talk. We had a guy here last year, Sam Coleman, who does talk and does this chalk painting and it's really cool, and he does a whole story with it. So that's gonna be January 29th. It's a Tuesday, so yeah, other than that normal meeting. It's going good.
Sweet. Stan?
That's awkward. They have a grant request.
InterVarsity? As far as I know, right now we're just figuring out the right time that works for everybody to meet. Tony didn't really tell much other than that. So.
Cool. Okay,
PTK? I'm not quite sure about our next meeting. We still have this new semester, so I'll have to get in touch with Kevin about that. But as far as what we did back in December, we had our blood drive on December 7th. And we actually had, I think, 28 participants, so our goal was 23. And overall, in 3 hours, we saved 68 lives, so I thought that was really cool. But other than that, we're still starting off the new semester, so I'll get more info as the semester goes on. So.
Art Club, Mr. Sadie's, here and not answering her phone. PBL.
We have our first meeting of the semester tomorrow at 2. Then other than that, we're just getting ready for our state leadership conference.
Awesome.
Why is this? Okay, I'm not sure how we handled this, but our president did not come back this semester. So we're working on a new president.
Madison?
Yes.
Yeah, she left.
Yes. So I think I have a new president, but when I know for sure, I will let you know.
Okay.
So, but the show must go on. We are having our first meeting of the semester on February 5th. We're kicking off the whole engineering month thing. In fact, I think we'll try to invite STEM, and of course energy people are always invited, and we're going to have a bridge building contest with straws, and we have donuts lined up, so. You're in? All right. Okay.
Yeah, is participation necessary, or
for the donut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, well, okay, at least show up and sign in, and then you can have it down.
Gonna see which bridge can hold the most donuts.
Oh, that's a good way to go, except for then if they hit the floor, that wouldn't be good.
Hey,
it's called a tablecloth.
So, okay.
Cool. Anything else?
Nope, I think that's it for now.
Okay, drama.
Basically, they had to refigure out a new secretary since I have class on the meetings, but I'm just going to keep in contact with what's going on in there. But basically, we're just getting ready for KCACTF. They leave Sunday morning at like 5 in the morning to Sioux Falls. And they will be there until Friday.
Grab his own. We had a meeting today. Our membership's got like 4 or 5 people in it. We were something pizza ranch fundraiser. We're not for sure if we're going to do that or not. Then also we're talking about going over to Fargo for AdFed this month, where they have all the awards and all that. And right now we're also trying to get more recruitments in from the freshman class, because there's like only one freshman in our group, and
radio?
I'm guessing they didn't get any representatives since Jordan graduated.
Gaming?
We had our first meeting of the semester. I'm not looking at my phone to ignore you guys. I'm actually trying to find one of the announcements we had. We had our first meeting of the semester. How dare I? I'm sorry. I was late and I'm looking at my phone. We had 2 new members show up in addition to 2 of the people that we got from the tournament, the Smash Brothers tournament last year. So we had 4 new faces in addition to our regular members, so attendance has been great. We continued moving up in our ranked Overwatch matches, so we're silver right now, guys. We are planning to have a new Smash Brothers, like the Smash Brothers for the Switch tournament in February, so keep your ears out for that. We're going to start posting flyers at the beginning.
Where do I sign up?
Huh?
Where do I sign up?
There will be flyers. You'll see them. Our secretary, RJ, will be doing it with Nick. Not you, Nick, the other one.
Winnestroker.
Okay. Winnestroker? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, because I call him Winnie. Friends with Winnie.
And what is the date for this? We are also planning on signing up for something called Fight the Frost, which is a set of days set aside for kids to just do some fun activities indoors while the winter is going on. That's happening February 8th through the 10th. We're going to use it as a fundraising opportunity because groups that can supply, I think, 5 members for 3 hours get $75 per head. So if one group was to take the entire 3 days, it'd be like $1,800. So
it's like you guys are working this thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we'd be volunteering and our club would be paid compensation for it.
Sweet.
So,
wait,
yeah.
Did you say that again? 75 for one, for each head?
So, here, I'll read it. Earn $75 by providing 5 volunteers per 3-hour shift. There are a total of 24 shifts available. Encourage to sign up for multiple shifts. And you can earn up to $1,800.
Oh, okay.
So, we're going to be using that as a fundraising opportunity. And we have reached out to a couple of the computer shops here in town, CRAM and Computer One. They both expressed interest in partnering with us. We want to start trying to plan out actually getting gaming machines for the club, and also talking to the IT department here about having dedicated space for not just the club, but for any members of BSC to use. We think it'd be kind of cool to set something like that up, similar to the PlayStation out there. So that's what we're working on.
Simon.
Yeah, we had our meeting last Friday, and we made the decision to we're going to try to partner with Mary again on our competition because we just don't have 8 people for the competition. So besides swallowing that hard pill, let's see. We just had some more planning, and I think we're going to have another meeting coming up in a couple weeks. Still have to plan that for learning about data. I think it's databases and database security, so.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know anything about it.
But, yeah, we're going all right.
Cool. Did I miss anyone?
You didn't say snow right before Java, but like.
Oh, they're not here.
Well,
but I knew they were going to be here.
Okay.
I got an email. Okay, cool. Next up, we're going to skip the STEM grant this week because they're not here, and I would like them to explain what they're wanting with it. So that'll be on our next month's agenda. Next month. Just a reminder that Sheila Bits is still looking for a club to do rose sales. Y'all have 1 month to figure out if your club wants to do that, and then she's just going to give it back to Snow. But it's Friday, May 10th. You would set up by 12:45. It's at the event center. Those things in the 1, 2, 3, 4 are provided. All you guys have to do is get like petty cash, roses, and then get your bodies there to sell them.
I talked to my club today about the roses because they asked what happened during the last meeting,
mm-hmm.
and they want more information on it.
You'll have to reach out to Sheila Bits because the information that is here is the only information that I have.
Okay, because I don't know if any other clubs have.
No one's talked to her. She called me today.
Okay, because I know the graphic design club. Well, how they explained it, that, you know, if they do this, the club gets money back, right?
Yep, any of the profit that is made
goes
to the club.
One of the advisors mentioned that they've had issues over sometimes with not getting money back from the student government stuff, but I will let Tom, John, and Jason know that no one hasn't.
Yeah, I mean, the rose sales have nothing to do with student government or CSO. We're
okay,
just giving clubs
so
opportunity
just
to fundraise.
Okay.
Yep. So any of it, so like what happens is the clubs purchase the roses.
How
and
much
then,
do roses usually cost between?
I have no idea, but selling them for $3 per rose and $15 per half dozen usually makes about $100 to $200 profit.
Okay.
So. But yeah, so this, all of this is all I know about it. If you want more information, you can contact Sheila Bits.
Okay.
It's just sheila.bits@nbus.edu. I think. But I'll email it to everyone, or all the advisors and stuff. So. Cool. Any questions about that? About, like, what's on here? Because that's all I know. Okay. So, upcoming events are also on the back. But, so you have a jewelry kiosk, we're closed next Monday, hot chocolate for free, musical auditions are happening 28th through 30th, mac and cheese bar on the 31st, another game day is happening on the 4th, chili and cinnamon rolls on the 5th, you don't want to miss that one because they're delicious, and then the next CSO meeting is on the 11th, this is Megan, she's going to be the new CSO advisor after this meeting.
You're leaving us?
Yes.
You just got here.
I just got here?
Yeah, it was like 2 years, wasn't it?
I'm not leaving. I'm just leaving this position.
Oh, okay.
I am now going to be in charge of new student orientation, which is a lot of work. So Megan's going to be taking over. She's also the residence hall coordinator up at Werner, and she's from Alaska. So if you need more fun facts about Alaska, you can ask her.
Have you been to Barrow?
Barrow?
Yeah. Oh.
We're in Alaska.
I lived in Palmer, right outside of Anchorage, and I went to school in Fairbanks.
Okay, I taught in Fairbanks.
Oh, really?
Yep, University of Alaska, Fairbanks.
So how cold does it get out in Fairbanks?
It's
50
below.
Yeah, it's inland.
I was
it is
reading
cool.
an article about like the top 5 or 10 coldest cities in America, Fairbanks, and then it went from like Grand Forks, Minot, Willis.
So nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Like embarrassing.
I say, because you moved from Alaska to North Dakota. It's just in the Alaska.
All I heard was change and
temperature.
No,
I said so nothing's changed temperature.
Okay, that makes more sense. That's why I was confused. A little more snow. Anyways, cool. So if you guys have any other questions about what we talked about, is there, none of you are new representatives for clubs, right? Well,
advisors,
you're Holly though, right? I have your email and stuff. We're good.
Amanda, I do have one question.
What?
How has your day been? Because you seem really stressed out right now.
Hey, it's the virtual Monday.
Right.
It is stressful.
How was my day? It was pretty stressful.
Yeah.
It's a Monday.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff to do still.
I'm
supposed to be done.
Right.
No, I sometimes get a little uneasy when people don't show up to things that I have emailed about in advance. It's just frustrating.
I get that.
But no, I'm really, actually, I'm pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks, so. But yeah, so Megan's your new advisor once we're done. And we're done. So, Megan's new advisor. Oh, yeah, you, I mean, you guys can still email me with questions if you have them. I'll just add her in response so that she knows as well. Louise?
Right.
Yeah.
Good luck.